everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 88, October 2nd, 1993. We are thoroughly and completely exhausted, as you hear Harper or Doc's microphone in the background getting rustled around because Doc had to take a piss and get another beer. Let me apologize up front. We just cut 2 hours of audio for the flagship show that aired on April the 4th, 2018. Harper is exhausted. I'm exhausted. Doc is exhausted. But we're going to try to come at you as best we can, as we had to get some stuff recorded ahead of time due to our busy schedule. And with that said, we're still in Garden High School in Oakwood, Virginia. Doc is drunk. Warning, he's drunk. He said a lot of inappropriate things on the last NWA show on that April 5th episode. He's still drunk. So I just want to put that out there. If you hear something inappropriate, it's from him. But once again, we're always inappropriate. Unprofessional as ever. Right, Harper?
That's right. Fuck that shit.
Now, by the time this airs, WrestleMania will be out of the way. Long gone in history. But we're cutting some audio right before it. But anyway, Doc, how you doing? Are you feeling okay as you're drunk?
Let me tell you something. I said this a few weeks back, so let me just tell you. I'm starting to kick out of the drunk, so I'm remembering things. It's Easter Sunday. He is risen, so is my dick, because we're in the Smoky Mountains, and we're about to talk wrestling. I got a hard-on for this episode, and I am ready to roll. I look down at the little Doc. He's standing at attention, because this shit is awesome.
Doc, so let me guess. You want to do some banging after you get off this, if we stop recording?
I'm going to go on my own egg hunt. You know what I mean?
Oh, whoa.
Climb up in there and see if I can't find the eggs.
That's nice.
That's classy. Oh, well, we'll get right into this thing. Again, this is Smokey
Mountain. Hey, here's the demographics. Everybody, it's a shithole, and it's inhabited by a bunch of turds.
Like I said, take nothing he says as offensive. He is shit-faced tonight. This is the last of three episodes in Garden High School.
If your savior died, you'd get drunk too.
Wow.
What the hell, man?
Ah, Jesus Christ. Well, let's kick the show off. We got Dutch and Les at the beginning of the show. Of course, after last week, it is still Dutch and Les. I don't really have anything else from the opening because, I mean, they talk about the beat the champ and all that good stuff, but there's nothing else here to discuss. We're going to really get into this thing, and trust me, what they discuss is not what's important, because there's some things that go on in this show that are much more important, and I think we should jump into that. Doc, anything from the opening?
No.
Harper, you?
Uh-uh.
The first matchup is Robbie Eagle versus Tracy Smothers. The people are still kind of loud, even though this is the third taping of the night in this building. It's a face-to-face matchup, so you got to give them credit for the people being kind of up, because face-to-face matchups are kind of hard. Tracy does win, though. Doc, any thoughts on this match?
Really weird listening to Les working with Dutch instead of Bob Caudle. It's just, it's not bad. It's just different after we've been doing this week after week after week. And also, I noticed that Robbie Eagle and Tracy were doing some amateur wrestling there, pal.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie Eagle, I believe, was an amateur, maybe not champion, but he was an amateur wrestler, so that makes sense. And whenever you have face versus face matchups, a lot of times, at least I was always taught, you'll get into that amateur mat type wrestling deal. So, Harper, anything from you?
Like what Doc said, I miss hearing goddamn Bob Caudle.
It's much different.
Because I never realized how much I got used to him until I don't hear him anymore.
It's the chemistry that he and Dutch, that Bob Caudle and Dutch have, that you miss.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, at this point, a year and a half together, they have worked out any kinks, and the chemistry is spot on with those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, after the matchup, because they're right, Harper and Doc are right, it's a little different. not hearing Bob Caudle out there regularly. We go to a promo, and it's poor old Ron Wright, primetime Brian Lee with his Ray-Bans on, and Tammy. And let's see what they got to say.
With me, Ron Wright, Miss Tammy Fitch, and Brian Lee. And, of course, we're looking at that big Parade of Champions match, Brian.
You're exactly right. Parade of Champions this weekend. Tracy Smothers, I'm going to get the job done once and for all. I'm tired of hearing you run your mouth. I'm tired of hearing all these accusations about Tammy and I. I'm going to get the job done this weekend for Mr. Ron Wright.
Of course, Tammy, there's going to be a lady keeping an eye on you in that Parade of Champions.
Yeah, Sensational Sherry. She makes me nauseous. She's been on more street corners in New York City than the New York Times. Damn. I can't believe I even have to be associated with a rat like her.
Damn.
But I don't want to talk about her anymore. What I want to talk about is the new piece of jewelry that Ronnie bought for me. Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, it is a lovely ring. Yeah.
Actually, I picked it out and I went and got it, but it was Ronnie's credit card who paid for it.
Ronnie's credit card, you?
Well, you know, if I could get a hold of the dirty white boy and talk to him and explain what a nicer person she is, and he really thinks, but I don't have a phone in my room, and I can't even call him.
Well, Ronnie, you don't have to worry about that, because we call him every day to tell him you're just fine.
The comments of Ron Wright, Tammy Fitch, and champion Brian Lee, and we'll be right back.
Poor Ron Wright, he's drugged.
I know, huh? Man. Someone saved this old man.
Jeez. This motherfucker's been hillbilly napped.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Doc, what did you have from it?
You notice that Ron Wright has ditched the New York Yankees shirt, so they got him a new shirt.
Yeah.
I popped when Tammy called Sherry a rat.
That was hilarious.
And the New York Times was nice also. But yes, the new jewelry that Ronnie, on the credit card. Dude, he couldn't pay for his own medication. He had to get Dirty White Boy to win some gold so he could have medications. Now he's got plastic he's just buying her shit with.
Yeah.
What's up with that? This angle is awesome. They have hillbilly napped poor Ron. I feel bad for him because they're probably drugging him. I feel bad for Dirty White Boy. This is fantastic.
I feel bad for old brother Ron. Harper, what did you have from it?
They're fucking taking advantage of the poor old bastard.
In a wheelchair.
Right.
That everybody already hates.
Right.
Where the hell...
All because she has titties.
Yeah.
Where the hell is he getting a... Where is he... Where, bro, how's he got credit cards? This motherfucker couldn't afford to eat a year and a half ago until he found a dirty white boy. Well, like, all of a sudden, he's got lines of credit now? Because that's what a credit card is. I mean, whether people realize it or not, it's a line of credit that a company's going to give you. So now he can get credit cards?
I mean, maybe it's like when you were in college and they used to have to...
Oh, yeah, when they rip you off?
Yes, that shit happened to me when I was, like, 18 at fucking UNO. When you get, like, all these credit cards in the mail, you're like, yeah, let's do dumb shit.
Well, there...
Maybe that's him now.
They're doing dumb shit, unfortunately, right now with Ron Wright's credit cards, you know.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, there's more to come on that, and that's all I have. Harper, anything else?
Uh-uh.
They are using Ron Wright, and this is some bullshit. I'm not happy.
Mm-mm.
In a kayfabe way, I say I'm not happy. Poor old Ronnie. And he's drunk, and he wants to talk. He sure does want to talk to the dirty white boy, and he doesn't even have a phone. He's just sequestered in his room. He's locked up. It's like he's in a fucking cage. Some bullshit. I'm ready to bust out Ron Wright out of his damn cage that he's in. Okay, we'll keep going, because next up, Les throws us to a recap of the funk match. And when I say funk match, with Bullet Bob and the match with the Black Ninja. Doc, any thoughts on that recap and everything that we saw? I mean, we've talked about this on the last episode, but I figured I'd ask you if you had any more thoughts on it.
I hate recaps.
Yeah. I already seen this.
Yep.
Right. We already seen it. It's nothing new. So, I mean, I'm assuming, Harper, you feel the same. You don't have anything else
right.
either.
Uh-uh.
All right. So,
why you got to talk about old shit?
Okay. Well, just to let people know, remember, Funk beat Bullet Bob, and then the Black Ninja, with help from another Black Ninja, beat Bullet Bob. We will keep going now, because Brian Matthews is now going to talk to Bob Armstrong, and then we get a surprise during this promo. Let's see what's going on here.
Fans, we're outside the room where the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Board of Directors have been meeting all day long. Bullet Bob Armstrong is inside pleading his case. As you know, Bullet Bob lost the Loser Leaves Smoky Mountain Wrestling match. He's been inside pleading with the Board of Directors to get the decision to overturn. We haven't heard anything outside, but here we have with Bullet Bob. Bob, what's the situation? You've been meeting with him all day.
Well, I've talked till I'm blue in the face. I'm sweating like a hog, but they're not going to reverse the decision. The argument is that I did sign a contract, and they're right. I did sign the contract. I just wasn't happy with the outcome. I don't like the way that I lost, and I wouldn't be here crying if I'd lost fair and square, as you know. I don't mind losing a fair and square match. So you won't be seeing Bob Armstrong in Smoky Mountain anymore. I won't be able to wrestle. I won't be your commissioner. Bob Armstrong is history in Smoky Mountain. I just want to take this time to thank all you people because you supported me, and I appreciate that, and I love every one of you for it. I love every one of you. Don't think I don't, and I appreciate your support. But I do have a friend. He's been keeping up with everything I've been going through. He is a personal friend I've known for years. And rather than say any more, why don't I just get him out here?
All right, fans, there you hear it. Bullet Bob has not been able to get the decision overturned with the Smoky Mountain Board of Commissioners, but he says that he has a friend with him. He's going to bring his friend out now. And what in the
world? One thing the Board of Directors of Smoky Mountain did do is make me an ironclad promise that the Bullet will be able to wrestle in Smoky Mountain as long as he wants to. And I'll tell you this, Cornette, I'm going to get to you, brother. Before it's over, you're going to think I'm the devil's brother-in-law. You're going to think I can lasso the lightning and tackle the thunder, because I'm going to have the whole wrestling world in a wonder. Because one thing you didn't know is I got a graveyard disposition, a tombstone mine. Because I'm the Bullet, baby, and I'll never stop trying. And this is going to be your worst day from this day forth. Every day is going to be miserable for you, brother. And I'm going to see personally. And I'm so excited about this that I'll get to see personally and show you exactly how it feels when the Bullet hits the bone.
Well, goddamn, Harper.
Oh, shit.
What do you think, Harper?
I like that little promo. That's probably something that he's probably said a million times over the past, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. But that's just new to me, and it sounded great.
Yeah, I agree. What else you got, Harper?
How did he say, what was the first thing he said? God damn it. About he's going to lasso thunder or something.
Oh, yeah.
That shit
he's
sounded
the devil's
great.
Brother-in-law, man.
Yeah. That shit was great. The devil's brother-in-law.
Doc, what you got?
Dude, I love this shit because he went in there and put on a mask and didn't change his shirt. That shit popped me. And the Board of Directors said the Bullet can wrestle. That shit's awesome.
I was thinking, okay, who's going to come out? I was like, oh, it's Bullet Bob.
Is it? Man, that was Bob Armstrong spitting another 12 bars, son. That was some truth. And I bet you don't know, Mike, the Bullet Hits the Bone. That's a musical reference.
Okay. I mean, there you go, taking a shot at me again. What how many times you need to like take a shot?
You know that song, Harper?
I know the song. I don't know.
I think it's
a million times.
Yeah, I think it's Golden Earring, who also sang
yes.
Radar Love.
Mm-hmm. I think it is Golden Earring.
Okay. I mean,
when a bullet hits the bone. Burn. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is riveting. I'm so glad y'all talked to me about this.
Why don't you sing us some Round and Round since you're coming around to white people's
round
stuff.
And round.
Our love will find a way. Just give it time.
Yeah.
Smooth opinion.
See, there you go, pal. You're learning, man. You just drop that bass and turn up the treble, and you'll be down with us in no time.
This was fantastic. Bob Armstrong is he's got a friend. You hear the voice. You can see it. He's got the same goddamn shirt on. Thank God for the Bullet. The Bullet has come in to save the promotion. And, I hear people like will watch these things later in life and go, oh, you can tell it's him. And they kind of look, dude, I was fucking 7 years old when Ted DiBiase defeated the Junkyard Dog and sent him packing for 90 days. And a week later, JYD shows up as Stagger Lee. And I can tell that that's Stagger Lee. So no matter if I'm seven or 37 or 47 or 43. It's obvious and plain as day, but you know what? That's what makes it great. And he pulls a fast one on him, so we'll have to see what happens with the Bullet now. And the Bullet has now come in to save the promotion from Cornette. And we'll have to see where this goes. So, of course, Corny's going to respond now. So let's hear what he's got to say.
Well, Dutch fans, there you've seen the tapes of Bob Armstrong. And, of course, the Bullet is coming to Smoky Mountain.
What do you think's going on here, Les Thatcher? I realize. Shut up, you morons. I realize what they're trying to do. They're trying to hornswoggle me, and I don't enjoy being hornswoggled. That's Bob Armstrong, and everybody knows it. And there's no way that he should be allowed to do something like that. And I'll tell you what, they've impeached me, they've tried to have me arrested, they've done everything, but they're not getting away with this. That's Bob Armstrong, and I'm going to prove it.
Well, the comments of Jim Cornette, as we said, the Bullet will be coming to Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Well, Doc, thoughts on Corny there?
First of all, he kind of has a point. Second of all, these people in the studio audience have been through a lot this. Because for us, it's 3 or 4 weeks of back and forth, but they've all seen it in one night.
Yeah, no, huh?
He went from being out there on play-by-play with Dutch.
To being impeached.
To being impeached, to now this, and they don't know what's going on. and these aren't Rhodes Scholars to begin with, so how confusing must this be for these people?
Really? What's a Caligula?
Ooh, we're going to talk about that in a minute, pal. Right after we get done. Well, I'm going to pull a U and say, let's save that for when we get there.
Yes. Hopper, thoughts on Corny here?
He's pissed, man. You're fucking with him.
He's mad.
Yeah.
This is some good. This is actually some good stuff. This is old classic wrestling type stuff.
Yes, it is.
I love stuff like this. This is really, really good. You got to love it because, I mean, this was done in many places. This is not something new. This is just the Smoky Mountain version, if you will. Well, with that happens though, from there, I don't want to play the local promo because something's announced in the local promo that comes up later. Is that fair, okay. Doc Hawker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. So cool. Well, Doc, do you want to, or Hopper? I'll ask you. Do either one of you want to set up the?
Jesus Christ! How
what
do
the
you?
Fuck, we're about to see. I mean, I feel like it's weird to just throw it to it.
Okay, so let me help out here. What's about to happen is a left out of left field curveball from everything that's been done the way it's been done in Smoky Mountain for like a year and 7 months. This is one of those things that you're just like, what the fuck just happened? But it's pretty awesome. In a Southern wrestling context, this is pretty cool. And it's about as wild-assed as you can get for getting on TV in these areas as you could imagine.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
It's really hard to oversell how ridiculous it is for somebody to make a debut on a program who is a relative unknown in the business at this point. And make an impact like this with some of the things he's about to say. Now, should I go ahead and tell the people who this really is? If they don't know?
After we listen to the promo.
Oh, okay.
I assume everybody out there, most people would know, but after we listen to it, you can break the news. Let me go ahead and hit play. Here it is.
Fans, with me is Mr. Daryl Van Horn. And Daryl, I know I'm supposed to interview you. I know you've just returned from the University of Cairo. But however, I have no earthly idea what we are supposed to talk about.
Well, you know, Mr. Thatcher, I've been a lot of places and I've done a lot of things, most of which we can't discuss on television. Let's just say I'm a modern-day Caligula. But one thing that I've always wanted to do my whole life and I've dabbled with over the years, but to no great success, was being a professional wrestling manager. Well, my fortunes have changed. I have just returned from the University of Cairo in Egypt, where I studied archaeology, Egyptology, necrophilia, and parapsychology. And while I was there, I had an epiphany. I came upon the one man who can propel me to the forefront of professional wrestling. He is unlike anything you rednecks have ever seen in your miserable, wretched lives. He can't be hurt. He can't be stopped. And get this. He's not a member of some innerbred redneck wrestling dynasty like the Armstrongs. No, he's a member of the Egyptian royal family. And what better place for him to make his debut than right here in Smoky Mountain Wrestling? The entire world has their eyes on Smoky Mountain Wrestling right now. The WWF, Memphis, New Zealand, Australia, and Japan. And though it's true, I would probably prefer bobbing for apples in a colostomy bag to dealing with a bunch of redneck crackers on a nightly basis. This is where it's all going to come together. My man is going to be in here in a few short weeks, and like I said, he's going to change the face of pro wrestling as we know it, and you hillbillies can all stick that in your corncob pipe and smoke it.
Well, Jesus, I made a mistake Christ. Of asking the comments of Daryl Van Horn.
Fans, this... Oh, boy. Doc, you go first.
No, send it to Harper. I want to know what Harper has to think about
Harper,
this.
Harper, you... well, let me say what I said with the first time. All right. When I finally got here, I got here and didn't immediately text Doc because he had saw it before me, and because he's watched everything over a year ago, maybe almost 2 years ago now. And I'm going through this and I hit it and I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? But at this moment, I didn't text Doc. So one day at work, out of the blue, it hit me. And I sent him an IM, and it said, Daryl Van Horn. And I said, Jesus Christ. and his reaction was something like, bruh, I agree. I don't know how to explain it. The look is crazy, but just the way he speaks is just so fucking good for this that he's doing.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck. It's hard to describe, and we're going to see this now for about 4 weeks straight. It is a train wreck of train wrecks, and I can't look away when Daryl Van Horn does his promos. It's just his way with words. Harper, what was your initial reaction?
Everything he's saying is going 10 stories over these people's heads.
There was no Google back then to look up Caligula.
No, fuck no, bro. They got to go home and get the Webster Dictionary and be like, how you spell that? Caligula. K-O. Is it with a K or a C?
Right.
Yeah. And he's throwing around a bunch of big words that a majority of those people don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
So before we get into the particulars of this, one of the things that will not happen that would have been great to see happen, because you can tell he's got a way with words and he's got a very quick wit about him, would be if instead of the Bruise Brothers being on secret double probation, if he'd have come in and stolen the Bruise Brothers from Corny, and then him and Corny got into a fight over the Bruise Brothers and cut promos on each other, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these people probably don't even know what fucking Cairo is, man.
Dude, he went to the University of Cairo, and one of the things he studied was necrophilia.
Right.
Which went straight out over the air.
Bobbing for apples in a colostomy bag versus
dude, that
dealing
is a
with
visual.
These redneck crackers on a nicely basis. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that guy just summed up my entire life on this show.
Or your life at the shoot job.
Whatever. All of it.
Okay.
But I mean, it's one of those words that's like, you don't walk around listening to necrophilia all the time.
No.
And so you have to remind yourself what that means every time you hear it, because it's so out of the off the margins.
Right.
Bro,
that you hear him go,
question.
Well, I studied this and this and this and that's one of wait, what?
This is a legit question. And this is not just for Smoky Mountain. This is for the Smoky Mountains. This is for the Smoky Mountains. If he'd have cut this promo in Mid-South, it'd be the same thing. If he'd have cut
this is off the charts regardless of where it is. And really, when it is, this dude made an impact on his debut.
Bruh. I mean, no matter where you play this, in Southern Wrestling at the time, Northern Wrestling, wherever, the audience is like, what the fuck did that motherfucker just say?
Because he's so quick in the way he's talking. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but he's saying all kinds of shit.
So smooth. There's
so much shit in it that's like, wait, what?
Right. And I very professional.
It's true. He sounds like super duper professional.
And then the other thing, if we're just going to get back to the just the kayfabe piece of this, I was like, because he goes, well, I'd rather be blah, 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 but I'll come to Smoky Mountain because this is where it's all going to pop off. I was like, think about the cultural shock of someone coming straight from Egypt to Eastern Tennessee.
Jesus Christ, huh?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So the truth of the matter is this dude is awesome in just about everything he did. Is what Jim Mitchell is his name?
Go ahead, tell everybody who we're looking
Mortis,
at.
Mortis, Wrath and WCW, Vandenberg, Jim Vandenberg and TNA and WCW, he was the manager of Wrath and Mortis. So
he's actually back in TNA now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I saw it last Thursday. Yes.
He's managing?
I believe he was managing Abyss.
Oh, wow.
He is old too, bro. Oh my God, when you look at him, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so here's the deal. Go find him on like an old Jim Cornette Experience.
Yes.
Because he talks about like banging rats in the Smoky Mountains with Primetime Brian Lee.
Oh, they were running a train on some hoes.
Right. And just, he's a dirty bastard. And I say that with the utmost of respect.
Dirty. The sinister minister.
Yes, he's a karaoke kind of guy now, but like serious into the booze and questionable judgment and living on the outside of the law kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you can find, I'm pretty sure Brian Lass has it up on their Arcadian Vanguard page, but if not, just search in YouTube when he was on Corny's show. It's got to be about 3 years ago, huh, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, but it's wild. Yeah. It's some wild ass shit.
Okay, pal.
What?
Wikipedia says Jim. How? Hold on. I just gave this away. Puck. Drunk. How old do you think Jim Mitchell is? James Mitchell.
Now?
Yes.
55.
Because Mike said he's old.
Okay. What is it? What is it, Doc? How old is he?
He's 52.
Dude, he looks. You know how Ron Wright right here is like not that old, but looks like he's fucking 90? Well, he doesn't look 90, but he looks like he's 80, 75 maybe. Mitchell in TNA right now, and he's got makeup on and they've got him made up a certain way. He looks fucking 72, not 52.
Damn. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know what y'all talking about because I remember hearing that about looking at shit on YouTube, and he talks about when they were, Brian Lee told him, you know, we don't buy shit here. The fucking rats buy it for us.
Yeah,
we played that as a promo of the week, Harper. That's what it was.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Yeah. All yeah, right. he was talking about Brian Lee had to give somebody a lesson on somebody had bought they had bought the rats something, and Brian Lee was like, fuck that. See them boots right there? The rats bought that for me. See them jeans? The rats bought that for me. He gave out a lesson on how the rats in the Smoky Mountain were buying his gear.
Yeah.
That's wild ass.
God, and so just so 52. You know, if you tune into TNA and think Jim Mitchell's old at 52, Ron Wright, right now on this episode, wheeled out there, Ronnie bought me some jewelry, was 55 years old.
Damn.
No, I'm sorry. He was 54. He was about to be 55 in about another month.
Jesus Christ.
And you swear Ron Wright is on Social Security right here.
Right.
So Ron Wright, right there on TV, is 11 years older than I am right now.
That's crazy.
And I look good. Yeah,
dude, he looks old. I mean, what a wheelchair gimmick does it too? But it's the gray beard because his beard is completely gray. It's a combination of things: the glasses, the balding head. It's everything. All that together makes him look much older than he is too.
So let me ask you this. So this is an important point worth discussing. Mike, this is the first time in Smoky Mountain history where they promise something big and they don't really deliver. Am I wrong?
No, no, you're not wrong. Okay. You're right.
This is the colossal. This will provide ultimate entertainment to us down the road. So from that perspective, it's thumbs up. But this is a fart. This is a fart in church.
And most people, Corny's talked about this on his show. Like, the thing is that I won't tell you the payoff to this, but you know, Van Horn comes in and the deal is he's going to bring a wrestler in and he wants to be a championship wrestling manager. So just keep that in mind as we go through like the next 4 to 5 weeks and the promos that he cuts. But to be honest,
and Daryl Van Horn's going to start talking Carney on the mic too, by the way.
Yeah. Van Horn is good throughout this build. It's just when we get to it, the payoff is the shits. But I still believe, as I told Doc, even though the payoff is the shits, and Corny will tell you it's the shits, it's going to be entertaining for us to talk about. It's not.
Yeah.
So we'll get there. But Doc, any other thoughts on Daryl Van Horn here, or Mr. Minister?
It's really difficult to walk into a promotion that's just running as hard as this one is and kicking ass like this one is and be as memorable as this was. I can't give this enough kudos. This was awesome.
Harper,
what were your thoughts on this? What'd you think when he walked out?
I thought, oh, I remember, hearing about this, and I completely forgot about this. I'm waiting for I know who he brings out. I'm thinking these people have, he might as well be talking in fucking Chinese. They have no idea what the fuck he's saying.
Right.
Just start speaking fucking German while you're at it.
Right.
These people are like, I think that some bitch is speaking English, but I don't understand a word he's saying. What the hell is a caligulae? What's a colostomy bug? I mean, did he just call us redneck crackers? What's that stuff?
Corn cob pipes.
I'm surprised that didn't pop more.
Corn cob pipe?
When he called them crackers.
Bro. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, let's keep that's going.
That's not an insult if you're making it to a bunch of crackers.
That's nice.
I guess.
Okay. Killer Kyle versus Gator McAllister is up next. During the match, Cornette mentions, because Cornette's on commentary, Cornette does mention that if Kyle or anyone else Cornette sends after the Bullet can get the mask off of the Bullet, that the Bullet and Bob Armstrong will be banned forever from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. That was the key to what happens in that match, because Kyle does win. But I thought that was the main thing we needed to take from it. Doc, any thoughts on what Corny said there or the match?
No, I just thought Kyle was really, really aggressive, going outside the ring, doing stuff, promoting the fact that he's going to be the guy that takes off that mask.
Doc, I mean, Harper, you, anything?
I forgot about Kyle. I forgot about Killer Kyle.
He was over in WCW probably doing some jobs.
Was he?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, Kyle never really leaves the promotion.
He's there for, remember. I really can't remember 95 too well, but he's going to be here for a while.
Okay. He may not play a prominent role, but he doesn't. He's a Smoky Mountain lifer.
That guy fought in the first match in Smoky Mountain, and he'll be here for a long time.
Yeah. It's crazy when you think about it, but
we'll be doing this next Easter, talking about Killer Kyle.
Yep, one of Bobby Blaze's real good friends too. If you heard the patron exclusive that I did with Bobby regarding, him and Kyle and what went down at the Virginia Smoky Mountain Riot, as it's called.
Oh wow!
It's a patron exclusive, but again. They talk a lot about what went. There was legitimately a riot, and it was crazy, and Bobby talks all about it. He talks about Kyle and how he's such a good friend of his. But you can get that if you go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron.
How come this is the first we're hearing about it?
Yeah.
I've mentioned this to you before. But I did just drop the episode, yeah.
I'm not buying it. You should mention it to the people that might want to buy this stuff.
Well, I just dropped it. As of us talking about this, it just dropped on March 31st.
That was last month.
Okay, and we're recording this on April 1st. So put that in there. What did Van Horn just say? Put that up your corn cob pipe and pipe. Smoke it.
Yeah.
Harper and I are interested in everything you're doing to build this audience so that we can get paid.
Yes.
I hear that. Me too. I want to get
paid
as well.
Whatever.
Any thoughts on the Parade of Champions plug, Harper?
No, none.
I just keep thinking about Kerry Von Erich winning a world title.
Yeah. I don't know how much they explain it to in this Parade of Champions plug, but this is going to take place from October the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. So it's a four-day deal. We'll get
Corny like to do Corny like to do tours, like the Great American Bash in this promotion. It's very confusing.
Thunder, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just so you know, it's not the last. I mean, this is kind of what he does. We'll get recaps of what went down in some of the upcoming episodes. So even though they don't air it all, the Parade of Champions, because, I mean, it's 4 days. They're not going to. We do see some of the more important things that do go down, which, like, the Steiners. We're going to get to that in a minute. Or Bobby Blaze and his feud with Chris Candido. A lot of that is aired on television, even though we don't get to see the full shows. But we'll keep going. So. Next up is Down and Dirty with Dutch and the Rock and Roll Express. And, you know, first they do, Docs loves this, a recap last week when Gibson saw Scott Armstrong with the chair.
This is our fourth week here, so you're going to get a lot of recaps.
So he sees him with the chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Gibson sees Scott Armstrong with the chair, and he doesn't realize that Armstrong helped save Ricky, and he thinks that, you know, Armstrong hit Ricky with the chair. So Gibson thinks Scott knocked Morton out. But we're going to get some clarification on that right here. So let's go to Down and Dirty with Dutch and the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay, fans, you saw it. Now, Robert, I want to ask you right now. You did a move last week, very uncharacteristic of the Rock and Roll Express. Scott Armstrong standing outside the ring with a chair over Ricky Morton, and you shoved him in the back, and it seemed like there was some underlying tension there.
Well, Dutch, that was a misunderstanding, unfortunate misunderstanding, because when I was in the ring, I looked around, all I saw was Scott standing over Ricky with a chair. I tell Scott, I'm sorry, I'd seen the VCR. It wasn't Scott, it was the Heavenly Bodies.
Well, Ricky, now, let me turn
my attention
to you.
You
were laying there. Was it a misunderstanding, or maybe, no, wait, let me say this right now. Let me say, what if Scott Armstrong maybe had leveled you with that chair while you were down? Now, would you be saying the same thing? It's a misunderstanding?
Yeah, if, Dutch. You see, it's people like you. People like you that come out here like this, turn friends against friends. It's not going to happen that way.
But I don't do that.
Oh, yes, you do, Dutch. It's you the one. You got the stick in the pot, Sternick. It's all you doing it, Dutch. But let me tell you one thing. This weekend at the Parade of Champions, we're going to have a match with the Armstrongs. And I'm going to guarantee you one thing. It's going to be a clean match. It's going to be a hard-fought match, but it's going to be a clean match. And nobody like you is going to turn friends against friends anymore here at Smoky Mountain Wrestling. It's you the one that's doing it.
Okay, shut up out here. I got something to say. Now, be quiet. Now, look. You might act like you're getting mad at me, but hey, don't turn your anger toward me. Your anger should be directed at those Armstrongs because they're the guys after the belts, not me. Now, you might want to get mad at me, and I may play devil's advocate, but you better turn your attention. You're going to try to tell me no, and I'm not rewinding nothing. You say you're going to have a scientific match. Will you put your right hand to God and say that?
Oh, yeah, right here it is. How's that? How's that for you, Dutch Mantel? You see, like I told you before, it's
praise
all you
God.
Out here is trying to stir up something that's not going to happen. Now, the Armstrongs are the number one contenders for the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions. And we are wrestling champions. So they got the match. So we're going to wrestle this weekend for the champions. So you be there to watch it. Okay, Dutch?
Okay, I'll be there. You feel the same way? Okay, they feel the same way. I don't believe it. You better watch them, Ricky Morton. I'm telling you, don't go away, fans. We'll be right back.
Bro, Dutch tried to point Ricky to the camera like twice too. He's like pointing up to it, and Ricky's like, "Fuck this!" he wasn't having it. I mentioned the camera thing because you talked about that a few weeks back, Doc, on the flagship show when we were talking about December 20th.
Well, and how hard is it when there's three sides of a high school gym filled? You know which side the camera's on.
Let's be real, Ricky Morton knew better too,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he didn't know at that point. I mean, he knew, so I don't know.
He just loves our business.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to his podcast, Mike, so you don't get that. But he says our business, like, a million. I listen, so I love it. But Morton's podcast, if you drink every time he says our business, you'll get wasted.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We love Ricky when we say that.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, that's not a shot.
Love Ricky Morton.
That's us.
Not the fake one. Not that fake piece of shit. I like the real Ricky Morton.
I like his booty stuff.
The mullet of Morton you're talking about. I say yeah. Freak one. Oh. Yeah, Hopper goes there to jerk off daily, right, Hopper?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
I thought this was good because, first of all, Gibson sounds like he's been on a bender of like meth.
Jesus Christ, huh?
He sounded ragged out, man. but man, Morton does that thing that gets all the Southerners, and I'm a Southerner, so I get it. So y'all shut your fuck. Don't get all fucking worked up and get your pussies all inflamed. You're just trying to get us. You're an outsider. You're just trying to get us all fired up and mad. But we're not going to be that way, dude. And Dutch was doing his job to stir that shit up so nicely. It was great. I thought those two did well together, and I thought this was an interesting segment. It doesn't pay off anywhere, but whatever.
Well, it's a tough one. We talked about that already. You got two babyface teams. It's not
just two babyface teams. It's two babyface teams that cannot turn heel in this area.
That's bullshit. One of them could turn heel. It would take them burying their own father. We had this discussion. And that,
right.
But the problem is that's not going to happen. That's not what happens here. So it makes it tough. Plus, you got other shit going on in this promotion right now that there's no way this is going to be like the thing that everybody looks forward to. It's just not. Not in my eyes, at least. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are people out there who think otherwise. But for me, shit ain't happening. It's just not what I, you know, it's just not for me. This feud, it just ain't going to work. But Harper, what did you have from Down and Dirty?
Dude, when they mentioned God, they popped.
Bro, that's why I said it. That's why I laughed.
They love dead Jesus. They love Jesus, government cheese, and Tennessee volunteer football.
Shooting guns
and Mike's people. Yeah, drinking cheap, shitty-ass liquor.
My people, huh?
Your people.
I will never forget the time I was introduced to Thunderbird, and I was like, bro,
the liquor?
This is some rough shit.
We used to drink all that shit in high school. That and Night Train,
Thunderbird, Boone's Farm, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know you a poor some bitch when that's what you gotta drink to get you a hit.
Nobody, it's labeled wine.
Yeah. Right. Nobody likes forgetting about their troubles and getting wasted more than me.
Jesus.
But you gotta really want it to drink that shit.
When you ain't got no money, bro, when you broke, that's the best you can do. Imagine smoking that with a fucking Black and Mild. Holy shit. A Thunderbird and a Black and Mild.
Black and Mild? Your people? What are you talking about?
Black and Mild's are great, bro. Great.
When's the last time you smoked one?
Bro, you know, it's funny you asked that. Because, like, you know, we were talking on the flagship show earlier today. The one that aired for the December 20th, 1986 episode. And Pop Pop was out in the garage while I was grilling. He was puffing on a Black and Mild. Now, my father-in-law is...
Did he sprinkle some crack rocks in?
Oh, come on.
Bro, don't say that. Because if my wife ever listens to this, she would have a fucking fit. I will never forget. Dude, it's a sidebar discussion real quick. He was out there smoking a Black and Mild, though. But anyway, my fucking father-in-law, I will never forget. We had been, like, dating for maybe, four or five months. And him and my mother-in-law had been divorced for many years, but he happened to be over there. He was visiting my brother-in-law, and so I walk in the house, and she tells us, she said, my dad's here. I was like, okay. And you got to remember, dude, I'm 29 years old, so it's not like I'm 18 meeting high school. It's a totally different thing at the time. So I'm like, I walk in, and maybe I was 30 at the time. Actually, I was 30. Walk in, and I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, I meet him, sit down, and first, dude, she would be pissed if she knew I told this story. Sit down on the sofa. We watching. It was it was preseason football was on, so there was a Cowboy game on the background. He goes, so what has my daughter told you about me? I was like, and it was like, again, when you're 30 and the father of the person you're dating asks you that, it's a totally different feeling.
What'd you say? Well, you're a black father, so probably not much.
No, I did not say that. So I was like, that's not funny. Whatever.
It's true.
I was like, nah. She hadn't told me anything. And I look over at her, like, is there something I'm supposed to know? And he just blurts out of the blue, "You know, I'm a recovering addict." Bruh, my wife goes, "Dad, what the hell?" So I don't think nothing of it, bruh. I mean, I've known tons of people.
Here's the problem with that relationship that Mendes is in. His wife wants to be white, and Mendes wants to be black.
That's it's not like funny.
It's like a Trading Places type of deal, like a Freaky Friday.
It is.
So I'm just kind of like, oh, and she's fucking hot, bro. You know, Doc, we joke about being hotter than Six Suns. She's hotter than Six Suns, throwing a fucking fit, pissed off, cursing at Pop.
Why?
I mean, just, I don't fuck. Why do broads want to renovate every fucking thing every time the fucking wind blows? That's why.
Why doesn't she support him in his recovery efforts?
Right.
So I don't think nothing of it. I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Until later that evening when he's trying to get you high.
Well, you know, he's recovering. He's, you know, been doing all right the last few years, which is good. Anyway, so
I want to hang out with Pop and get him off the straight and narrow.
Nah, he's so mellow now that it's not even fun to, like, he's out there, you know, limping because he walks with a cane. And he's smoking his Black and Mild while I'm, you know, cooking up some barbecue for the family on April 1st, what they call this, Easter. Yeah, I couldn't even get the damn holiday out. Anyway, can we get back to Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, hold on. You forgot. You buried the lead. Did you take a puff off of a Black and Mild today?
No, I didn't. Uh-huh. But he was out there smoking one, and I got the secondhand smoke of it. But no,
you driving old Monte Carlo?
Pop, he doesn't drive.
Yeah. Fuck.
We had one growing up. It's 1972 burnt orange Monte Carlo.
Jeez.
With a white hard top.
Jesus.
I grew up in the hood too, pal.
Nah, Hawk, not go ahead and Gentilly, tell him what you always tell me.
It might not be Gentilly, but you might not want to be there after dark if you're white.
You're white trash, some bitch driving that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm messing with him. Part of Dallas I came from gentrified up real nice.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's nice of you to say.
I don't know if I can afford to live there anymore. We couldn't afford to live there 40 years ago because we were poor. Now I couldn't afford to live there now and I'm rich.
That's nice.
That's
okay.
A son of a bitch.
Let's keep going.
What about the wrestling, pal?
Yeah.
Heavenly Bodies versus Chris Kanyon and Jason West are up next. Chris Kanyon, yes, this is Chris Kanyon of WCW fame and the tag team Men at Work, and who also became Mortis in WCW. Chris Kanyon, yes, the unfortunately deceased Chris Kanyon at this time. But it's Chris Kanyon, Jason West versus the Heavenly Bodies. Del Rey wins for the Heavenly Bodies when he hits the Poonsault. Yes, the Poonsault. I can't even remember who named it. It was a few people. But, Doc, any thoughts on the match?
Man, I thought when I saw Kanyon out there, I was like, dude, he's as far from what he becomes as Del Rey was when we saw him as Jimmy Backlund in Saturday Nights.
Yeah.
Because he had that, like, just straight up blue whatever he was wearing. He was over there trying to fire up the crowd, though, at one point. He was into it. He was just standing there like a shithead. But
doing a job, bro.
But hey, man. The Poonsault ends all discussions for the 1-2-3.
Yes, he definitely did. Oh, boy. So, Harper, any thoughts from you on that match?
I just Googled 1972 Monte Carlo. I'll take one.
Oh, I was joking with Doc. I'll take
burnt
one, too.
Burnt orange, white hard shell top.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's some good shit, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like good to see some new fucking jobbers come in. Shit. I mean, Robbie Eagle can't be doing all this shit on his own.
That shit's true. That's true.
Him and Juicy Johnny.
Juicy fucking Johnny. Juicy Johnny. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Juicy Johnny. All right. Well, we go
Here's a question. What was the year 1972 must have been like for them to put out a burnt orange vehicle. Can you talk about things you can't do today or haven't done in 25 years?
That was a time period though when them stupid colors like that were like
pea,
a thing.
Yeah, pea green.
Yeah. And people used to wear clothes that were like that color, like it was normal too. It just bro, the fucking 80s were fucking weird.
I'm talking about the 70s, pal. The 70s were infinitely more wheels off than the 80s ever thought about being.
Well, that's
I never
too.
Got the fucking fake wood grain shit. My mom had a station wagon.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That had the fake wood grain crap on the side. It's like, it's paper. It's not real.
Hey, you're talking about Boogie's Wagon. Boogie's Wagon had some wood grain on it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't get that shit either. Okay. Well, after the Poonsault wins it for Del Rey and his team, the Steiners cut a short promo, and here they are. Because remember, we're heading into the Parade of Champions, and they're coming in.
Bodies, next weekend, we're coming down the Smoky Mountain, and we're going to make sure the only thing you can do when we leave is lip service, because we're going to paralyze you from the goozle down. Heavenly Bodies, the pit's ready. Everybody's coming into the dog pound. Well, you boys are going to find out just what a wonderful place it really can be.
Let me say this, I didn't have anything from this because to me it was very similar to what we've already heard from them, and how much more can they really say? You know, they're coming in for the Parade of Champions, and it was just a repeat. Get them on TV one more time, because again, Parade of Champions is about to happen. They know, the folks know that they can come out and see him. Harper, did you kind of feel the same, or did you have anything else from it?
That was one of those promos to win. Right when you get done, you fucking look at the guy behind the camera. That was good? Yeah. All right. And you just go walk away and go back to doing whatever it was you were doing.
Well, and because you know, because of the background, they shot all three of the ones that they did consecutively back to back.
Right.
And then sent the tape to Cornette.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll have anything to say about it. It was just like, okay, why? All right.
Standard shit.
Got it.
Doc, right. Anything from you?
I had one word note. Short.
Yes.
Yeah. Short. I had short in the same as the last couple weeks.
And I get the sense that nobody's convinced the Steiners that they have to go to Eastern Tennessee yet. This is all still suspect. They may not show up. We have to go where? Nah, man.
They do show up.
Fuck you. I ain't going down there.
When was the last time you think they fucking worked in a high school gym?
WCW.
No, that's not true. Dude.
WCW.
No. Well, yeah, but my point is, dude, it's 93. WWF ain't working in fucking 20,000-seat arenas every fucking night.
No, but they're not working in high school gyms. Oh, they're working in, like, civic centers and things like that.
Tim Moretti, official research department, anybody out there who loves Smoky Mountain Wrestling and was also a WWF fan, please shut this asshole Doc Turner
they
up.
They did, and I didn't realize until I saw someone post a picture of the 1-2-3 kid, and in the background you see the basketball goal is like cranked up.
Yep.
And I was like, that's a fucking high school gym.
Yep.
There you go.
They worked.
Just like I said.
93, they were still working in gyms. Now, TV, no. They ain't shooting that shit they ain't putting that on TV because Vince is give Vince credit, he's a marketing genius. They not putting that on TV. They gonna shoot that in a big arena, nice filled arena, or maybe a bigger civic center type place that looks better. But they were working in high school gyms at this time. Don't let anybody fool you. That's when Vince McMahon starts that bullshit about, so I saved wrestling from the smoke-filled gyms. Man, get the fuck out of here. You were working in the same damn gyms. Shut up.
It'd be better off if we just went back.
It might be. Well,
yeah, I know, huh?
So what I was saying, again, the Bodies are coming. I mean, the Steiners are coming in, and the Bodies just worked a match against Canyon and West, and the Cornette and Heavenly Bodies are now going to respond to the Steiners right here.
With me, Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. And Jim, so much going on in your life right
this
now
is
that
great
your secretary needs to be an octopus.
Too.
Yeah, but unfortunately, your girlfriend already had another job and she couldn't take the one that I wanted to give her.
Damn.
But let me explain something to everybody. This weekend at the Parade of Champions is coming down. Rick and Scott the Steiner brothers, the big World Wrestling Federation superstars, coming to Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You think you've got a reputation, Steiners? Let me tell you something. Jim Cornette, the Heavenly Bodies, and the people I associate with. We got the reputation. We got the reputations in professional wrestling. We've been everywhere, and we've done everything, and we've done a lot of things that a lot of other folks around here could only dream about.
How about Arnold?
How about Arnold? What about Arnold? Are we talking about a pig or a dog?
Talking about a pit bull.
Are we talking about the Steiner brothers' mother or their sister? Because they all look like dogs from Michigan. The women, the men, and everybody else. And let me say this to you, Steiners. If you think for one second that that dog is going to bite me, I've got news for you. I've been talking to a few mailmen, and I got some tricks up my sleeve. But this weekend, Tom, the Steiner brothers, the big muscle guys, it all takes place.
You
Parade
see,
of Champions.
The fact of the matter is, guys, this isn't the WWF anymore. We might take a chair. We might find a table in the ring. We might just gouge your eyes out, because here is Smoky Mountain Wrestling. We rule tag team. We are the tag team domination. We are the tag team force. We are the picture of a perfect crime in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And the only thing that we're sorry about is that you're not still the World Tag Team Champion, because if you were, we'd love nothing better than to beat you here in our own place for the belts.
Exactly right. Hey, Steiners, you come on down here to our backyard and bring that dog. I got a special bone for him that you want. Oh, yeah, he won't be going over there. I guarantee you.
You see, the Heavenly Bodies are all fired up. They're ready for the Steiner Brothers. You aren't the World Tag Team Champions anymore, and we're the ones that were responsible. So, Steiners, come on down and vent your revenge. But I guarantee you this, you're going to go down in Smoky Mountain Wrestling at the hands
of the
Bodies.
Of Jim Cornette,
and then wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We'll be back.
Wait a minute. No, we'll stay here. And then we are gonna rule, because we're going up there and we're gonna take those tag team belts. And Les Thatcher, don't ever wrap me up, because I can buy this time. And I gotta say one more thing. I wanna call the Bruise Brothers out here. Hold on one second. I wanna call the Bruise Brothers out here.
Big guy. Big guy.
I know they're listening.
Come on, guys.
Come on, Bruise Brothers. I know the Bruise Brothers are listening.
These guys on some kind of double secret probation.
Double secret probation. Let me just say this real quick. I want you to watch this monitor, and I've arranged with the director to show a little piece of videotape. This is the way a great tag team does things. The Heavenly Bodies attacking the Steiners. I want you to watch, listen, and learn, and we'll talk to you later.
Watch it, guys. Watch this, or I learn something.
So they replay the Steiners and the run-in and all that good stuff, but that's neither here nor there. Doc, well, fuck it. I'll say it. Jimmy Del Rey needs to never tell a dog that he's got a special bone for the dog to chew on.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm calling Dita,
bro. I
all I know is that I got an idea for tomorrow. I'm going to roll in and tell the Spot Monkeys I got a training video for them to watch. Man, if I was the Bruce Brothers, I'd be like, you can eat a fucking fat bag of dicks. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I'm 6'8", 350, whatever primetime Brian Lee's is. Man, I like what Dr. Tom's doing. This ain't the WWE. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You're going to come down here, and I'm going to get a chair, and I'm going to brain your ass, and you're in trouble. It makes it sound like it's really easy to because you're going to get a lot of WWF guys coming in here in the next couple of years. It's real easy because they're the big-time guys. Dr. Tom's like, man, I ain't taking a step back. You're on my turf now, and you're in trouble.
I don't know what I can add to that part, because you got a good point. Harper, what did you have?
They said, this is our turf, motherfucker. It seemed like that shit that you're used to up there. We're going to fuck you up.
And I just don't like the dog thing. Why did they need a dog? They should treat that dog.
Yeah, why they got a fucking dog with him? Just because he's a dog-faced gremlin?
Dude, Rick Steiner can beat anybody up, and Scott Steiner's doing the damn Frankensteiner. Why do you need a dog?
Yeah.
All I can think about is that they're probably doing the same things to that dog that the British Bulldogs are doing to their dog, and you all know about that.
What'd they do?
Bro. Like, well, no, you fucking a story up. You talking about the story Jake's told about the dog?
Yes.
Oh,
so I don't know what podcast this was on, and I've tried to find it so I could clip it and we could like recap it one night and use it as the promo of the week, but I have no clue what podcast it was on. However, evidently, I think it was either, not Davey Boy, must have been Dynamite, must have fucked with Jake's snake, not his snake in his pants, his actual snake, Damien, one time. So Jake, as a fucking rib and to piss the Bulldogs off, Jake
and
fed the Bulldog, Matilda, like fucking 10 chili dog hot dogs. And the dog was in the hotel room. And he says they can hear the dog just... just blowing ass everywhere in the bed, in the hotel room. And he says to Davey Boy, they get back to the room and they walk in and Davey Boy's like, what the fuck, man? Holy shit. Don't shit all over everything. I didn't fucking do it. What the fuck happened? I can't do the voice. But anyway, the dog shit over everything because he had a whole pack of hot dogs with chili.
So hold on a second. Let me ask this important question. How was the dog ever left alone for this to occur? Which means they were bad parents.
Okay, I thought you were about to say it was a lie, but I believe Jake fed that fucking dog some chili dogs.
Sure, why not?
Shit all over everything.
Why not? I think Ron Fuller's great-great-grandfather shot rabbits when he was 9 years old in the New Mexico winter in 1903.
That 100% happened.
Okay. I don't care if it did or didn't. It's a great story. So is feeding a dog chili dogs.
Doc was mad. Doc got mad at that. I think he told that on Piper's podcast at one point. But Doc got mad because of what Jake did to that dog. Because
I love animals more than I love people.
I love animals more than I love people, too, most of the time. But my thing was, I couldn't stop laughing at the thought of, because he said the dog, they could hear the dog in the room because the dog needed to use the bathroom and the dog was potty trained or house trained. And the dog's like at the door. The dog wants to get out and go. And the dog couldn't get out. So the dog just started.
Fuck it. Imagine being a fucking housekeeping.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, normally they just got to change sheets and sweep and vacuum and nah, bro. We got piles of dog shit up in here.
Explosive dog diarrhea.
It wasn't turds. It was diarrhea. Jake said that dog shit all over everything.
It was a Jell-O pudding disaster.
That's okay. Nice.
We got sidetracked again. Can we keep going? Then we can finish off because I know we're getting fucking exhausted.
Drunk.
No, I'm not. I had one glass of Hennessy much, much earlier. I'm not even close to being drunk.
Was Cornette- did Pop-Pop have... Pop-Pop didn't have any of it, did
nah,
he?
Nah, he doesn't really drink anymore. He stopped drinking a long time ago once he got over his addiction. We got a recap of Chris Candido versus Dark Secret, where Candido defeated Dark Secret, and Candido wins, so he doesn't have to wear the baby bonnet anymore. And then we go from that to, remember, Candido and now Bobby Blaze are entering into a feud, so let's hear from Bobby in a promo. Here's Bobby Blaze. Our friend Bobby Blaze.
Bobby Blaze and his new U.S. Junior Heavyweight Champion. And Bobby, I know you're very proud of this belt. And of course, one man that wants that belt or wants to wrestle you very bad is Chris Candido.
Yes, Chris Candido has been running his mouth, putting down my U.S. Championship belt. And you know what? The Junior Heavyweight Championship belt. You know, it might not mean a lot to Chris Candido, but to me, this belt means a lot. You know, someone didn't just hand me this belt and say, hey, kid, you're the champion. I worked hard to get this belt. You know, and if Chris Candido was any kind of a champion or any kind of a man, he'd come to the Parade of Champions and accept my challenge for this belt because I'm very proud to be the U.S. Junior Heavyweight Champion right now.
Of course, he wanted you to wrestle him for his belt, which is not even recognized by Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You said no, you've got a belt of your own, and now you're willing to put this on the line at the Parade of Champions to beat Chris Candido,
yes,
right?
Yes, just like I said, if he wants to come to the Parade of Champions, then he can challenge me for my belt. I don't want his belt.
Well, I think it'd be a great match, that's certain. And to speak of the devil.
Hold on. You know, Bobby Blaze, you sound awfully humble out here. You know, and I think I would be humble, too, if I was Bobby Nobody from Kentucky. But I'm the Suicide Blonde, a world heavyweight champion from New Jersey, understand me? And at the Parade of Champions, I'm going to take 30 seconds out of my valuable time kick your butt and take that belt and throw where it belongs in the bottom of the river.
You know, Candido, I've been pretty humble. You're right. I'm not Chris Candido. I'm not running around claiming to be a world champion or anything. I'm not claiming to be from New Jersey either. But I tell you what, if I was you, I'd be a little bit more humble if the manliest thing about me was those, the rooster that those feathers came off of, pal.
All right, come on, you guys. All right, Candido. All right, come on, guys. How about breaking it up here? We're going to have to queue out of here for commercial. We'll be right back.
They really popped each other. Doc, what did you have from that?
Really? Because I thought Bobby missed his punch.
No, he hit him. Well, okay. I mean, in a working way, he hit him. He didn't clock him. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do.
I just remember Bobby telling me he wanted me to lay into him, with him when we got to his part. So I just want to make sure that he knows we're not going to just give Bobby a pass because he's a friend of the show. Fuck that.
Okay. Anything else,
Dude,
Doc?
Candido looked so 1993 with those stripes and acid wash jeans and just, God, that looked awful.
That was the note that I had. How much more 90s can you look with what Candido had on?
Dude.
I don't know if you could really look any more 90s than that get up that he was with. Harper, what did you have?
I was thinking Les should have reacted more to them fighting.
Dude, it was hour 5 of the taping. Yeah. Les Thatcher's sucking 60 years old. He didn't give a shit.
It's just like, oh, come on, guys. You know, come on. Stop.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, though, because, you know, Bob Cottle would have been like, oh, Jesus
right.
Christ.
Dude,
you know,
right.
Bullshit. Gordon Solie sat there stone-faced with a Nazi flag.
No, he didn't. He was like, I do not want this flag on my desk. I don't want this right here, Mr. Wright. Please, this flag is offensive to me. That's what Gordon Solie said. Bob Cottle would have reacted. Bob Cottle would have been like, guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude,
Bob Cottle
here's
sold
something.
It.
Here's something for you.
What?
Les Thatcher was 52 years old right there.
You see?
Wow. And he looks younger than Ron Wright, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Oh, anything else from Bobby and Candido there, Doc?
I would love to see Bobby cut a heel promo because I don't know that I've ever seen it. Other than on our show, right? On the 605.
Yeah, it's true.
In that same time frame, hearing him work heel would have been interesting.
Yeah, he's so young. He's so young. Yeah, he's all shucks right there.
Yeah.
Just good old country boy from Kentucky.
He's all shucks times 1,000.
Yes.
That's a character that hasn't gotten smart to the world yet and understood that it's all a work. And then pin me, pay me.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip the local for right now. And yeah. we'll go to Sherry. Let me just hit play.
Where the titties at?
Let me hear it. That's a fucking bra she's got on.
I know,
that shirt,
huh?
Wide open. You can see it. But anyway, let's hit play. Sherry Martel followed by Tracy Smothers. Here we go.
Hey, fans, the most famous woman in professional wrestling, sensational Sherry Martel, is coming to the Parade of Champions to manage Tracy Smothers against Brian Lee and Tammy Fitch. Let's hear her comments right now.
Next weekend, the Parade of Champions, and Tracy Smothers is going to get a chance to get that Smoky Mountain heavyweight title back. And I can't wait. Seems like it'd look a lot better on a Southern boy than it would a little Mr. Brian Lee. And oh, by the way, Miss Tammy Finch, if you're thinking about doing anything into that match, you just remember that I'm going to be on you like X-Lax going through an old woman on the last day of her life. And I'm not going to let up. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to roll my sleeves up. And not like you, I don't mind getting a little dirty. Not at all. Because Tracy Smothers is going to get that belt back, and I'm going to stand right by his side and say, yes, this is where it belongs.
All right, I stopped it because I figured that y'all might want to talk about that before we talk about Tracy's portion.
I bet sex with her was great.
I bet she would throw it on you, bro. Rest in peace, Sherry.
Yeah.
She knew the real sugar holds.
Yeah. Harper, anything else from Sherry?
I'm thinking it's. I'm looking in the background. I guess they're in a park or something.
I can't tell. Yeah. I think you might be right.
Dude, imagine people driving by like, what the fuck is she doing?
You ever drive by like two? I don't know why this is funny. It's not. You guys started laughing. You ever drive by like two high school kids just kicking the shit out of each other? You're like, what the fuck? Should I stop this or just like stop and watch? I wonder if that's what people thought with her.
Yeah, because then she's like, she's wearing a bra.
What's up with that drug-addled wrestler over there?
Yeah. I watched this twice because I'm thinking, is she wearing a bra?
That's a bra. You can see it. It's clear as day. She opens up that shirt and that's a fucking bra. That ain't no bathing suit. That's a fucking satin bra.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Mm.
Plain as day. Okay.
And why is she worried about... Here's the thing. And I love wrestling because you don't have to worry about this. But she's like, oh, and the belt will be around Tracy and he's a good Southern boy. Dude, Tracy's from Tennessee. Primetime Brian Lee was born in Florida. That's further south than Tennessee. But don't let that get in the way of the good story.
But the thing is, like, all of Tennessee is Tennessee. Northern Florida and Southern Florida is two different things.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true about, like, Northern Louisiana and Southern Louisiana.
Right. I mean, compare, like, New Orleans is like a fucking island.
Bruh, the South Louisiana, especially New Orleans, is completely different than Northern Louisiana. It's, I mean, you may as well be in two different countries that speak two different languages. I mean, it's just how it is. All right. Anything else, Harper, from Sherry right there?
I'm thinking, I'll hit that.
Necrophilia.
Caligula.
And that's the second poop reference on the show.
Oh, okay.
Colostomy bags and X-lax.
Yeah.
Family friendly wrestling the way it used to be and the way we like it.
That's right, damn it. So we'll keep going because now Tracy Smothers is also about to cut a promo. This is followed up right after Sherry. They don't break from it. It goes straight to it.
You've heard from Sensational Sherry. She's going to do the managing, and Trace, you're going to do the wrestling.
You're exactly right. Hey, Primetime, Pretty Boy, Prima Donna, and Tammy Witch with a capital B. Y'all heard my wild-eyed Southern girl, Sensational Sherry Martel. The Parade of Champions is this weekend. This is your last rodeo, people. I'm going to tell you this, and I ain't talking no trash, and I ain't talking no jive. You're looking at the next Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion, because I know Sensational Sherry is going to take care of that little scuzz bucket, Tammy Fish, from Wesley College. You trash people from the South. You call me Opie Taylor, Gomer Pyle, whatever you want to call me, that's cool. You're going to call me the next Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion after this weekend, because Tammy Fitch, that Sherry Martel, is going to be on you like a duck on a June bug. In prime time, I'm going to knock you into the next area code. I'll see you this weekend, Parade of Champions.
The comments from Tracy. Trace, stick around, do the color with us on this all next right, match, and let's go to the ring.
All right, Doc, what do you have from Tracy Smothers right there?
That was still back in the day when scuzz bucket was an actual insult.
Yeah, that's a good point. It sure was.
I just wonder she's not in the promotion. What is her managing skills? What exactly is she giving Tracy that he can use to go get this match under his belt?
Because
Harper, you're a manager. You tell the people.
Well, she can fuck up Tammy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, comparing her to Tammy is like a pit bull to a cocker spaniel, man.
So that's what you give your clients is, if anybody gets involved, I'll fuck them up.
Yeah.
And you're not doing like the Paul Ellering thing where you like give them actual financial advice.
I told them to invest in 1-800 call collect cards.
Oh, you don't tell them to have a balanced portfolio in their stocks and bonds?
No, fuck that shit.
Well, I'm glad that your stable is very stable.
I tell him, invest in Bitcoin now.
We are can three.
Can you, Mike, imagine Harper showing up? Guys, you got to get into this Bitcoin thing.
No. No, I can't. I really can't. Oh, okay. I can't. All right. Well, where are we at? Doc, anything else from Tracy right here?
No.
Okay, me either. To the point Harper made, she's there to be the equalizer so that Tammy gets involved. She can lay her hands on Tammy or chase Tammy off, whatever it may be. Now, we go directly from that to the closing match of the episode, which is Dark Secret versus Dirty White Boy. And to be honest with you, let me just play the soundbite, because remember, Smothers at the end, you heard he's going to be on commentary, but here's what goes down as that occurs.
What's this?
Hey, Tracy Smothers, your country bumpkin. What are you
country
out here
bumpkin?
Calling commentary now?
Oh,
first
my
of all,
gosh.
You can't wrestle. Now you're going to sit behind the desk and accuse us of doing something.
Accuse you of what? Hey, man, it's just a little bit long time ago. I was trying to do a commercial.
See, you can't even talk.
Shut up, horsehead. What do you see who wears the pants right here in this family? This goofy Tammy Witch you got.
You don't talk about
it. All right, now.
Wait a minute. Wait, it's broken out of here. It's broken out. I don't know if it's on camera yet, but they're taking this little battle to the ring. Tracy Smothers and Primetime Brian Lee are now in the ring.
All right, so you heard it. They basically are in a brawl, and the match ends because these two get involved. I love Smothers. Smothers made a mistake there and started mumbling or stumbling through his words, and Primetime found a good opportunity to jump in and clown him, which I think is, you know, some good heel work.
That might be the best thing that Primetime Brian Lee's done on the mic in the time that we've been doing this.
That was impressive by him.
That was awesome. And you know what we've always heard from, like, Stone Cold and whatever? Primetime Brian Lee was great in the back, like Brad Armstrong. But when the red light came on, well, that was just a moment. He wasn't thinking about it. He just did it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Doc, anything else from this?
I'm Doc, and I have nothing else.
Okay. Harper, you?
I like this, man. They start going at it, right? And it goes into the fucking ring, and it takes over fucking everything.
Takes over everything. They go off air. They're brawling. There's no resolution.
No, it's not only there's no resolution. That was awesome. Dirty White Boy was like, nah, I don't want to play this. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
that furthers the angle for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because remember, White Boy has kind of got heat right now.
He's a heel.
Right.
Well, he's a heel, but the other heel in the ring has his manager kidnapped and drugged.
And he's in primetime. Brian Lee's trying to get White Boy to take a shot at Tracy at the end, but White Boy's like, nah, y'all got my manager. Y'all drugging my manager.
I hate both y'all.
I'm trying to get my manager. Right. I'm not helping y'all out. So he's a heel, and he rolls out. There's key. You got to remember that part, because there's something coming from that. I mean, it's like a little triangle going on here. You got the whole White Boy angle with Ron Wright, and you got Ron Wright. Now he's with Brian Lee and Tammy, but they're also feuding with Tracy Smothers. It's a triangle of hatred going on here that we got to get resolved in this thing. So, all right, that's kind of how the show goes off air. You know, there's no resolution. We'll have to tune in next week to see what goes down. Doc, let's do disability checks, man. What do you want to give this thing?
There's a lot going on here.
There really is.
And it's, again, hot-ass Southern wrestling at its finest. I'm going to say this was a really hot episode for me. It was good. There was new stuff going on. 8.7.
All right. Harper, what are you giving it?
I'll give it a 9.
I think with Harper, I'm going a 9.
Yeah. I mean, we saw some new faces with guy. What the hell was his name? The manager,
Daryl Van Horn.
Right. We saw Van Horn, and we saw that fucking promo was fucking great with the Heavenly Bodies. we saw Sherry's tits. I mean, come on. You know?
We saw Sherry's. Okay. All right. I'm giving it a 9-2 for all the reasons Harper gave, and not because we saw Sherry's tits, but I just thought this was some good stuff. I thought we had some good promos here. We, you know, we saw the Bullet.
I forgot about Bullet too.
Yeah, we saw the Bullet. Darryl Van Horn makes his debut. Then we got that gold at the end with Smothers and Primetime Brian Lee and Sherry Martel, and Bobby Blaze had a nice promo in there with Candido, and just some good stuff here. Jimmy Del Rey said,
"Drugged Ron. He's getting buying jewelry with a credit card."
Yeah, Ron is drugged. Jimmy Del Rey needs to never tell us that a dog, he's got a special bone for a dog to chew on, but his words, not mine. Steiner's cut a promo, although, you know, it was kind of similar to the last few weeks. But, yeah, I'm giving it a 9-2. I just thought this was some good stuff. So, all right, let's do the Government Cheese Award before we get out of here. I do want to remind everyone, please use the Amazon referral link, tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Great way to support the show. When you use it, the show gets a kickback in return. So give it to your wives and girlfriends, wherever else shops on Amazon that you know, and tell them bookmark it. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Government Cheese Award time. There's a lot of candidates here.
Yeah.
Would y'all, let me ask Doc this, because Harper ain't going to care. Doc, would you think it would be wrong for me to give it to Darryl Van Horn?
No.
I'm leaning that way. But we got the Bullet. The problem is, I know the Bullet is Bob Armstrong.
Why would it be wrong to give it to a guy who talked about bobbing for apples in a colostomy bag? That kind of seems like he might become the BTT poster boy.
I'm going Darryl Van Horn, bro.
Okay.
What are you going?
Me?
Yes.
I really wanted to give it to Darryl Van Horn for just that line and bringing up the concept of necrophilia.
Jesus Christ.
But go back and re-listen to when the Bullet comes out, and that shit that comes out of his mouth, that's some gold. Harper was trying to recover and remember it, but he couldn't because his brain's killed by too much booze and drugs. But that shit was gold. I'm giving it to the Bullet.
Okay.
We'll figure out who the Bullet is later, but the Bullet's getting the cheese.
Who are you giving it to, Harper?
I'm giving it to Sherry, man. That's our tits.
Okay. He saw a bra.
Yeah. Harper close probably... Fuck, dude.
Did you pause it and jerk off to it? I mean, I know you said you watched it twice.
Oh, yeah.
And then did you scramble it like the old days? So
oh, God. Like
retro?
Rick Martel's sister's got it going on.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of exhausted. So that's the Government
Cheese Award. We are 3.5 hours into this night.
God damn. It's almost half a work day.
It's almost half a work day, yes.
I'm starting to hate wrestling.
Me too. Sherry this Martel.
This is what it used to feel like when I watched Raw.
This is exactly it. This is exactly it. But no, Sherry Martel gets the Government Cheese from Harper. Doc gave it to the Bullet. I gave it to Darryl Van Horn. All of them very much deserved it. So there you go. Nice little split there as we all, and we were close on the disability checks this week. Hey, make sure you check out the WPAN with ROH's Brian Malonis, Mike Crockett doing their podcast every single Monday. Just search WPAN or Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. Give them a listen. Don't forget the 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. We haven't talked about that in a while, but please do so. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. And we're on Twitter at BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Hardbody Harper's is at CJH Hudat. Give us a follow. We'd appreciate it. Don't forget the Pro Wrestling Tees store. You can get there on the Facebook page or in the links in the show description. And the Tee Public store as well, if you want to support us there. Plenty of t-shirts. That's where the Docaholic for Life t-shirt is at. Doc, anything before we get out of here?
Just somebody. The hangover is starting to kick in. Can we just go?
Let's just get the hell out of here.
Real quick, shout out to the Hall of Fame patrons. Ruben Espinoza, Philip Allen, Frog Zeppelin, R. Smith 9000, 945 Sports Beat, a.k.a. Big Rich on Twitter, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, at MPRU83, Alice, R.E. Miller 39, Justin_Andretti, J. Shiny 21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider 91, U.S., at Gerald Green III, T-Hog 94, SV Pageum, Martin Howell 71, Tim Arecchi, Coleman 822, Gobbled Unreal, Unconvinced Ray, USC 49er Dodger, Armando Martinez, because I need your new Twitter handle because I saw you change it, but I can't remember what it is right now. Thank you for being Hall of Famer.
I think it was Build That Wall at USC.com.
There you go. No, he changes it like Mr. Martinez or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Senor Martinez.
Como esta?
He actually put you over on the Mothership page this past week, just so you know, as you're trying to make fun of the man.
Dumbass. That's great for him.
Okay. Harper, I'm tired. You're tired. Hit the tagline. Let's go. Take us home.
Book it, bitch.